Hello, this is Stephen Merritt from the Magnetic Fields, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Hello, and welcome to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. Starting us off, we had some Spinanes from 1993. That was the song Noel, Jonah, and Me, featuring Rebecca Gates on vocals. And that was from their album Manos, released, like I said, in October 1993 on Sub Pop Records. And it's about to be reissued for the 25th anniversary. And that's coming out on Merge, you know, whole different classic record label. So good for Spinanes. I heard that song on a compilation I got when I was in grade 10 called Alternative Route 1994, and that was the only song I heard of theirs for a very long time. But I was reading a bit about the Spinanes, and I was like, oh yeah, that song, good to look up. good indie rock from the 90s. On today's show, we have some new Julia Jacklin, a little preview for the John Mouse show happening on Sunday, some sneaks, brand new sneaks, and some, yeah, a lot of good stuff. Keep it locked in, all right? But we're going to start off with the thing I'm most excited about, the thing that Chris Horrific got to first on Monday, but that's okay. There's plenty of it to go around. There's plenty of Milk. The band Milk have released their new album. It's called Mattress Ranch. It's a ripper. And let's give a listen to this song, Lawn. And I want to give this out to, dedicate this to Al Smith, guitarist from Milk. This is his favorite song on the album, and it's, who am I to disagree? I love this song. This song is called Lawn, and this is Milk. Here we go. There's nothing left to say.
find someone who can. Everything you pour for me belongs to someone else. You know I'll find someone who can. You know I'll find someone who can. All the things you wanna see.
Hey, that was the band Fox Warren from their new record entitled, self-titled, Fox Warren, Everything Apart, featuring Andy Schauf, who's made quite a name for himself as a solo artist. He was nominated for the Polaris Prize last year. I think he's the singer because that's the sound of his voice from that solo work. Anyways, good stuff. It seems like that's been a dormant project for a while, but they're back at it. Before that, we heard Julia Jacklin from Melbourne, Australia, from her forthcoming album, Crushing. That was the song Head Alone. And at the top, we heard Milk from their album, Mattress Ranch. Available now on Bandcamp. I don't know if there's a physical release planned. Hopefully something soon. And that was the song Lawn. All right. John Mouse is coming back to town. He was here in January. It blew my mind. I was too giddy to talk to anyone. And I forgot that my daughter lost a tooth. And I did not fulfill my duties as the tooth fairy. That's how worked up I was about him coming to town. It was great. Don't tell Eleanor any of that, okay? He's coming back to town. This time solo. He had a full band in January, and this is he's changed things up. So he's going to be playing at the Rickshaw Theater this Sunday night. And so as a preview, I'm going to do something a little different. He put out a record earlier this year called Addendum, which is sort of like a companion piece to Screen Memories, the album that he put out last year. That was sort of a comeback after having been quiet for a few years. I think 2012 he put out a record, and then it took until 2017 for him to do a follow-up. And then Addendum was accompanied this big box set that was released in April. What's kind of cool about this song, Running Man, is that it's based on a computer script, and John Mouse published it to GitHub, which is a website where you can publish computer code and then open source computer code and other people can use it or mix it up or do whatever. I'm a real computer code guy, as you can tell. Anyways, he had a demo for the song that was computer generated, and then he had the final version of the song that was released. So I just put them together. So at the beginning here, for the first minute or so, we're going to hear this demo version that's based on the GitHub code that he has published, and then it sort of transitions into the album version of the song Running Man. So here we go. This is John Mouse. I hope to see you there on Sunday. He is a phenomenal live artist, and I'm very excited again. Here we go. Here is John Mouse.
I'm running a mile, I see to it, and I go with it, and I feel it, did. And I'm running a mile, I see to it, and I go with it, and I feel it, did. And I'm running a mile, I see to it, and I go with it, and I feel it, did. And I'm running a mile, I see to it.
Season, you're invited to the first annual presentation of the Minties, Mint Records Award Show, and mandatory holiday function. On Saturday, December 1st, dust off your cummerbund and diamonds and point your limo in the direction of the opulent ballroom of the Astoria Hotel at 769 East Hastings. The night will be a non-stop display of glitz and glamour, hosted by the legendary Ben Lye. You'll be rubbing elbows and watching sets from the biggest stars of Team Mint, including Dumb, Woolworm, Faith Healer, Liay, Needles and Pins, Energy Slime, Calarissa, and special guests, Necking. Tickets are on sale now at Red Cat Records and Neptune Records. Ta-ta!
British Columbia is in the middle of an electoral referendum. Throughout November, eligible voters will be asked to choose between the current system of first-past-the-post or one based on proportional representation.
But what is proportional representation? The name gives a lot away. These are systems that match the overall proportion of votes cast in the province to the proportion of elected MLAs. That is, a party that gets 30% of the votes gets 30% of the seats in the legislature.
To learn more about First Past the Post and the proportional representation systems, go to uvotebc.ca. If you haven't received your ballot, go to elections.bc.ca to find out how.
You might be in pieces, but let's call it something else. Let's say that you are your own disco ball. Sounds better, more promising. It doesn't just sound like you're broken. But what breaks is the light that shines on you. You break it away and point it at someone else while you're inside. Stay dark. Black.
All right, that was Jenny Haval from her EP, The Long Sleep. That was the song entitled The Dreamer Is Everyone in Here. Let me double check that. It's cut off. Yeah, close enough. The Dreamer Is Everyone in Her Dream. Nice. A bit of a reprise to a song earlier on that EP, Spells. They share some melody lines and some lyrics and sort of a play off of that. I love Jenny Haval. She has a new novel out called Paradise Rot. I will ask for that for the holidays, for Christmas. Put it on my list. Before that, we heard Sneaks, her new record coming out in the next little while on Merge Records. Highway Hypnosis is the name of that record, and that song was Hong Kong to Amsterdam. And at the top, we heard John Mouse from Addendum, the song Running Man, which was I included a little bit of the demo version of that song. All right, going to play some Claude next. Claude. They're a band that my friend Olivia told me about, and I really like this song. It's a single, and it's called Never Meant to Call. This is Claude, and thanks to Liv for letting me know about it. Here we go.
Never meant to call when she's in.
That was Body Lens from their self-titled record. That was the song Fixing from Lethbridge, Alberta. Before that, we heard Sherry Laurel, a Vancouver artist, a member of Moo, along with Francesca Belcourt. And she has a solo project by her name, Sherry Laurel. A new record coming out called A Furnace of Fire that's coming out next week. And that was the song Pleases Me. Indeed. Before that, we heard Claude, formerly known as Toast. That was the single Never Meant to Call. Let's see, 12 minutes left, 11 and a half minutes left. Mint is doing their big holiday party this Saturday. It's going to be great. Used to be called the Ridiculously Early Christmas Party. This year, it's called the Mandatory Holiday Party and Minties. They're giving out awards, and it's going to be hosted by legendary Shindig host Ben Lai. Really, what's not to love? It's going to be a great time, and yeah, I hope to see you there. Bands include Lee A and Woolworm and Necking and Dumb and I think and Calarissa. Anyways, and Faith Healer is flying in to do a solo show. So it's going to be a grand old time. So let's start off with some Necking from their meditation tape. This is the song Stop Singing. Here we go.
About your head, stop! Got a bullet in my back, making me limp. Catching bounties on the wayward scene, making big boy choices, know what I mean? Got him drunk in a jail cell. We're still friends, cause we're both going to hell. This Marion draw, I ain't clowning around. Number one dude in my chaps and my Stetson. So check your technique if you're looking to Stetson.
To tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Tune in to La Fiesta every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. with your host, Nick Arana. Listen to internationally acclaimed musica latina caliente that makes your body move and your heart beat.
The waves and the night.
All right, that was Kelarissa from her record released earlier this year, Ocean Electro, and that was the song Too Drunk to Be Afraid. And before that, we heard Dumb from their Mint Records release, Seeing Green, the song Cowboy, and at the top, we heard Necking with their song Stop Singing. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you have a fun weekend, and if you're at the Mint Show or if you're at John Mouse and you see me, say hello. We're going to close out with another band that's playing on Saturday, and that is Faith Healer from Edmonton, Alberta. And this is a cover. She did a cover of the song Cry. I think it's from the 80s, Godly and Cream. And it's from Mint's compilation from a couple of years back, Quarter Life Crisis. And it's a lovely way to close this out. So thanks for listening, and I shall see you next week. Have a good one, everybody. Bye.
This is Lauren.
Hey, it's Eleanor.
I'm Nellie.
We're my wife!
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.